Welcome back. The Quincy Animal Shelter is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year with a bunch of different events coming up. But before we talk about any of that, there's been a major transition at the helm. Kit Burke and Sandra Sines are here to tell us all about it. Welcome, ladies.
Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Happy 25th.
Thank you.
Shelter, my gosh. But we've got a beer festival to talk about. We've got a golf tournament. We have a microchip clinic. Before any of that, little birdie Kit tells me that you're retiring.
I did retire as the shelter director.
Wow.
Which I think is fine for everyone, but I'm still on the board of directors.
Sure.
I'm going to be chairing the craft fair in the fall, which is November. I probably talk to Sandra every day just about, so
sure.
I don't really feel retired yet.
Right.
I think the organization has positioned itself very well for our going forward, from this point.
Yeah.
New ones.
Now, you have been with the shelter almost from day one, right?
24 years
wow.
for me,
yeah.
But I'm behind Sandra and a couple of others that are 25.
That's
so.
Incredible. You've been director that whole time?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I started for a very short time as a volunteer.
Yeah.
Then I was asked to take over the board of directors. I did that for far too long. No one should be a board director that long. And then in 2013, I resigned from the board and applied for the director's position, and the rest is history.
Oh, all right, okay. But you're still going to be involved.
Yes, I am.
Probably
you
more than ever.
You can't do something like that you're passionate about for 24 years and then just close the door.
Right.
At least I can't. So
why do you feel the need, though, for a transition at the shelter?
I think that, do you want to speak about
nope, you go right ahead.
So
I'll ask you too, Sandra.
Okay.
I think that things, we're very busy.
Yeah.
Sandra can speak about the industry, but we expect to be in Quarry Street by spring of next year.
Fingers crossed.
No, I think it's really going to happen this
right.
time. And. I mean, Broad Street was about 2,600 square feet.
Right.
The facility we're in now is just over 4,000.
Wow.
Quarry Street's 12.
Okay.
And it's not, I mean, it's not just us. It's the police canine unit and it's animal control. But you got to have everything in order.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you can just pop your head and see everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been... there's been an increase for sure in terms of animals coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And since COVID, prices and whatnot on veterinary care and whatnot have really skyrocketed for varied reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But people need more help, you know? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of our attention, more attention than previously, has been given to, you know, trying to work with people in the public. If they love their animal and they want to keep the animal, it's better for everyone if we can assist in a small way to make that happen. Instead of them surrendering the
animal. I see. Okay.
So
you probably were seeing a lot more of that, right, because of costs.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is, I guess, better than just abandoning the animal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I know that happened sometimes as well. Or they would just abandon it at your front door over on Broad Street without any information whatsoever about
We just had a dog recently come in that was found tied to a fence in Howes Neck or Germantown or somewhere down there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not helpful.
Right.
You know?
For the dog or the potential new family for that animal too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. It's so much better if people find themselves caught in a tough spot, to give us a call so that we can at least get information, you know, the animal's name, the
right.
age, what vet did they use,
right.
what is there something going on with the animal?
Yeah.
Surrenders happen.
No judgment, right? Judgment
right.
free.
No,
yeah.
because
yeah.
I like to tell folks, you know, we never anticipate the changes that we might find in our lives.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And you know, it's just better all around if they partner with us. And I get that people can be embarrassed, but no need.
Right, yeah. So Sandra, I guess congratulations are in order, first of all.
Thank you.
Being named executive director. So 25 years at the shelter and going strong. How did you first get involved?
I first got involved in June of 1999 at a fundraiser put on by Christy Hendrickson at Ciro's Restaurant.
Sure.
That was the very first fundraiser we had, and as some people may know, Christy is really the founder of the Quincy Animal Shelter, and I came across a very interesting story that was printed in the Patriot Ledger back in 1998 that is just so heartwarming, and I won't go into all the details because it's long, but there was 11 dogs that were coined the Unlucky 11 that Christy, as a private citizen, took it upon herself to pay for all of their vet care. She worked with Emerson Animal Hospital that's now in Dorchester. They used to be in North Quincy. But that was the springboard for how the shelter started.
Yeah.
You know, she saw these animals that were at the old shelter, or the dog pound, as it were, and that inspired her to contact Mayor Sheets at the time and Don Convoy, and you know, the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
So I actually started as a volunteer in August of 1999, and the quickest place I ever got a ton of promotions. So I was the canine manager, the adoption manager, I was one of the original co-directors. These were all volunteer roles, but I eventually became the full-time volunteer shelter director until about, 2012.
Okay.
Off and on, you know, changed roles a few times, but, and then I became board president in 2019. And with Kit deciding to retire, and I was getting ready to leave my full-time insurance job, it all worked out perfectly.
Sure, yeah.
And the whole reason for me to be in this role now is, number one, I've done it before, so I didn't really need too much training. I mean, she's got so much in her brain. You know, we kind of complement each other, because the things that I'm good at, things that she's good at. So it's been a really good transition.
Yes.
But my goal is to bring on the people who are going to carry us into the next 25 years.
You're really growing,
you know, and
right? Yeah.
Sadly, that probably won't be us.
Right.
But there are a whole lot of really dedicated people out there who love animals, and we want to bring them aboard now so that we can start fresh in Quarry Street.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? Mm. Not only is the organization growing, but the actual physical facility will be growing once the new center is completed.
Right.
Yeah.
So
well, congratulations on that.
Yeah, it's a dream. It's a dream come true. I used to say that to her all the time. You have the best job in the whole world.
Yeah.
And she would grimace sometimes. It's tough. It's not an easy job.
It's a labor of love, for sure.
Right, it really is.
You'll be expanding paid staff then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so as of right now, myself and a woman by the name of Donna Canaber is our director of operations, and we're adding a director of intake and admissions, which is a very key role for us, full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have two part-time employees. We have a medical manager and an IT manager.
Okay, wow.
So, because, you know, the medical is a really big piece of what we do. But also, if you ever told me 25 years ago that IT and social media and all of that would be so important to our existence, I would have, you know, I had a pager when we started.
No, nobody could have foreseen that. Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's a really key role.
Certainly. Mm. So will this mean expanded hours of operation at the shelter?
Really? Yeah, once we get the director of intake and adoption in place, we will definitely be open to the public more.
Right, and more adoption hours too,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Which I know is key to grow.
How
is the new shelter on Quarry Street coming along?
So what we hear is that construction should be complete in December, January time frame, and then hopefully occupancy in the spring of 2025.
Okay.
So We're looking forward to a grand opening.
Yes.
You know, hopefully in March or April.
Ribbon cutting and, all the folder all that goes with it.
Yeah.
It's only been 10 years, so.
Right, right. You have
plenty of time to prepare.
Right.
How's the dog park across the way being utilized? Is that active now?
It's literally right across the street.
No, I know.
Right.
I know,
so, we hear that there is a space. So the new shelter is going to have a roof. Top
grass roof,
green
grass,
roof.
Green
yeah.
roof, right? Yeah.
Green
and
roof.
I think I haven't seen it, up. Obviously it's not complete yet, but
right.
I guess there's like an area where people can walk over to the shelter from the dog park, and so we'll definitely be right there. And hopefully, if there are people at the dog park who are looking to add a pet, it's convenient for them.
Right, exactly. And you will also have still animal control. From the police department at the new shelter as well?
Animal control and the police canine unit.
Oh, and the canine unit.
Which I think,
also,
it makes sense from the perspective
for sure.
The type of flooring you need for animals applies to them as well.
Certainly,
and from a safety perspective, I like that for volunteers, even in the evening, it's going to be a 24-hour police presence.
Yes,
That matters. Not that we can't go visit them, but they could come over and visit us.
If in the need,
I think that Lieutenant Gillen has been very supportive of the shelter. He heads up the canine unit, among other things.
Yep.
And he has always been very pro QAS and helping any way he can. So that's been great.
Excellent, the temporary location you're at now and is West Quantum Street, right, behind the Kennedy Center. So and that seems to have been a good stopgap, right?
It's like the Taj Mahal compared to where we were.
Yes, yeah.
Just available light. And it's not the big things,
No, I meant that the break room was like a big deal, I remember, when you first got there.
Well,
The
fact that you could go to the bathroom and not have your knees hit the towels.
It really is the little things.
Right. It is the little things.
Yes.
Now, I think it's been good for the animals. It's definitely been great for the volunteers.
Sure.
It's more, it just creates a better feeling than, we did the best we could.
Of course,
and we did a lot with Broad Street, but anyone that's there, no one will ever tell you it was a show place.
It wasn't ideal.
No, it wasn't
ideal, right, for the animals or the volunteers that were working there.
A
couple of big events coming up, Sandra, we should talk about. First of all, a beer garden and then a golf tournament.
Yes.
You want me to talk about? So a couple of volunteers last year found out about, can I borrow your flyer?
Oh, sorry.
So it's in Braintree.
Yeah.
It is on the, I understand it's like at the sheriff's grounds once the summer camp is over.
Yep.
But it's called the Braintree Beer Garden.
Oh,
and
okay.
We did it last year for the first time.
Oh, it's the second annual. Yeah. Mm.
And it was so much fun.
No kidding.
It was a huge success, even though it was drizzly. There's a cornhole tournament.
Fun.
That is optional, but there's people that do that.
Yeah.
We had some vendors there and raffle prizes. So many people came with their dogs. Mm. It was just
a great big open space. It's
yes.
perfect.
Yes, and it was just like, a feel-good, family, friendly event.
Relaxed.
Yes, people could buy beer, but that really wasn't the focus of everything.
Yeah.
We had a great day. So the same volunteers are doing it again, and it's going to be the 12th of October, which is Columbus Day weekend.
Okay.
Mm. Hope people will mark their calendars because it just was just a fun, easy event, And there's no admission unless you're entered into the cornhole tournament.
Oh, okay.
So it's just easy.
Just a fun afternoon out.
Exactly.
It's the old respiratory hospital for folks who might not be aware of where it is up in the Braintree Highlands. Mm. Us old folks like that know that.
All right.
But it is. It's a great big open space. So bring young kids. They can let them run wild. And, of course, bring your dogs on leashes, right? And have some fun with that as well. There's going to be beer trucks, live music, raffles and prizes, and, of course, dogs.
That's right.
All right. And after that, still in October, have you ever had a golf tournament before?
Yes, we have.
You have, okay.
So I believe it was either maybe 2000.
It's been a while.
We had a golf tournament that was put on by Bill Shea of Bill Shea's Corian Countertops.
Sure, yeah.
He was a former board member, and that was the only other golf tournament we've ever had.
Okay.
We were very grateful for him for running that one, and we have decided to try it again 24 plus years later. And this is our premier event of the year.
Oh.
So this is our major fundraiser.
Okay.
You know, we chose Granite Links because it's the, you know, the premier golf course in Quincy, and I guess around the region. They've been very helpful to us in trying to put this all together. We're looking for two things right now: sponsors. We have a variety of sponsorship opportunities. You know, Gold Paw, Silver Paw, Bronze Paw, sponsors. You know, you name it. We're also looking for raffle prize donations and golfers, of course. So if you are any level golfer, and especially if you want to experience playing Granite Links, we've been told that $200 entry fee is a really big bargain for what you're going to get. You're going to get a full day of golf, and then, you know, chances to win prizes, through, you know, depending on your golfing ability, and then also a dinner and a swag bag, t-shirt, and you know, the raffle and silent auction at the end. So it's a full day event, and you know, we're really hoping that we'll get a lot of golfers to join. If you are a Gold Paw sponsor, you will get a foursome included in your sponsorship. So we encourage everyone to go on our website, QuincyAnimalShelter.org. There's a direct link to the charity golf tournament event. Okay. So every bit of information you need about the day is on that page.
Okay. And again, that's Monday, October 21st at 11 a.m.
is tee off. Yeah. Time. So it's we're really looking forward to it, and you know, we're praying for excellent weather.
Certainly. Yeah.
You know. So.
Yes. So okay, good. So these are two big events that are coming up for sure.
Yes.
And then I know, Kate, you wanted to talk a little bit about a microchip event.
We have had a great opportunity. Subaru vehicles, they every year in October run a support nationally for animals and shelters and whatnot. A lot of people are familiar with their golden retriever Subaru ads where it looks like the dog's driving the car. I mean, they're just fun.
Okay.
But they've been doing it for quite a few years now, and they give us $100?
Yes.
For every adoption during the month of October.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the past few years, Mr. Quirk has matched that, so it's been really wonderful for us. But this year we were able to apply for and receive a grant from Subaru, and we're big believers in microchipping cats and dogs at least. There's just so many times that an animal comes in you don't know anything about, you don't know where to begin, and if that animal is chipped, you have a real opportunity.
Certainly.
The other piece is that sometimes people chip their animals, but they don't register the chips.
Oh.
And that's painful. So so we're looking to work with Subaru. Mr. Quirk has said that we can do it at Subaru. It's probably Braintree, I think, is where Subaru is. Mm. Tentative date is October 6th.
Okay.
And it will be a free microchip clinic.
Wow.
People need to have their animals up to date on rabies, but beyond that, our plan is that we will chip the animals and then register the chips at no cost to the participants.
Excellent.
And
it's a great
you know,
service,
if people have put it off, or if you know they've been financially restricted or whatever, jot the date down, because this will be a great opportunity to get your animals checked.
Okay, a lot going on in October. Three big events, actually, will be happening in it, and more to follow, I'm sure. You mentioned the craft fair.
That's always a big event. Saturday before Thanksgiving.
And then, of course, adoptions all the time as well, right? Thank you so much. I wish you the best, Sandra.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks for having us.
Kit, I know that you will not be far off from the shelter, I'm sure.
I have her on a short lead.
And on speed dial, I'm sure.
Right. Electric zap collar.
Good to talk to you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. A pleasure.
Thank you.